From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study in a very significant subject. I talked about that yesterday, and I said that if you are an atheist, this study these days is very significant to you. If you are an unsaved person, this study is very significant to you. If you are a part of another religion beside Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, or if you are Jewish, or whatever religion you might be, this study is significant to you. And if you are a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, this study is significant to you. What are we talking about? Well, we are talking about the value of the Bible. And it is so significant to understand how valuable the Bible is. And, of course, the Bible is valuable simply because it is the Word of God. It does not just contain the Word of God, beloved. The Bible is the Word of God. When you and I pick up the Bible and read it, it is God speaking to us. And that's why it's valuable. That's why we are studying it today, because we are living in such a time in which many people are putting the Bible out of their lives, as it were. Oh, they tell us that the Bible is one of the number one selling books in the world today, and I would believe that, but I wonder if it's the number one read book or one of the number one read books in the world today. I don't know. I remember a number of years ago visiting in a home. And many times as a pastor, when I visit a home, I will ask people if I could read out of their Bible. And I remember in this one particular case that I said to this fellow, "May I read out of your Bible?" And he said, "Sure, I'd be happy to. Let me find it." Now, you'll note, he didn't say, "Let me go get it." He said, "Let me find it." And after a couple of minutes, maybe 5 minutes, he finally came back, and here was a box. And inside that box was a beautiful Bible. He said, "You know, I respect the Bible so much that I don't even take it out of this box. I don't read it simply because of the fact that I'm afraid I might destroy it." Now think about that. He kept this beautiful Bible in a beautiful box, but he never read it because he didn't want to destroy it. Now you might chuckle at that, and I might chuckle at it, but what's wrong with that? Well, everything in the world is wrong with it, because the Bible is designed by God to be read, to be studied, to be obeyed, and to be applied. And yet, I would venture to say that right now, this very moment, I am speaking to Christians, born-again believers, who have not been in the Word of God seriously for a long, long time. Right? Could that be you? Be honest. You're a Christian, but you don't study the Bible. You're a Christian, but you don't read the Bible. You're a Christian, but you don't go to Bible studies. You're a Christian, but you don't know what the Bible says. Just last night, as I'm doing these programs for you today, my wife and I were talking about the book of Ruth, and how God actually used Ruth, and what a blessing the book of Ruth is all about. And she was telling me that she was talking to somebody where she worked who was going to go see a drama of the book of Ruth. And the individual who she was talking to goes to a Bible-believing church in our area. And my wife Nancy said to this lady, "Are you familiar with the book of Ruth in the Bible?" You know what her answer was? No. She was not familiar with it at all. A lady who attended a Bible-believing church, but knew nothing about the book of Ruth. You see, she didn't read her Bible. She didn't study her Bible. And I would say that that could be multiplied many, many times over again. Just recently, within the last week or so, as I'm doing these programs, I was in a gathering that was a gathering of a Christian ministry. And I was leading that particular gathering. And just for fun, I said, let's open today by turning to 2 Hezekiah chapter 3 and verse 15. Would you believe that an individual in that gathering who is on the committee to lead a particular ministry started to look for 2 Hezekiah in the Bible? Well, there is no such book. But that just simply indicated to me how little that person knew about the Word of God. The Bible is that which you and I as Christians should be reading and studying daily. And when we do read and study the Word of God daily, it will bring blessing. Do you know that? Yesterday we talked about Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, how that God was saying to Joshua, Joshua, if you want to be prosperous and if you want to succeed in leading the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land, you must meditate upon the book of the law. And we noted yesterday that Joshua did that and he was very successful. And you see, it's when we are in the Word of God that we are strengthened and enabled and blessed by God. I think of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, where it says, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Now, I understand the context of that verse in the book of the Revelation, but what is being taught out of that verse is timeless, and that is the fact that those who read the Word of God and those who hear the Word of God and those who keep the Word of God will be blessed by God. There are many Christians walking around today in the face of the earth. They're saying, "Oh, I wish God would bless me." Well, have you ever thought of getting in the Bible and reading it and studying it and obeying it and applying it to your life? You know, if you do that, God will bless you. God's word is valuable. Now, the passage of Scripture that is our key text in this study is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. I've talked a lot yesterday about our study. I've talked a lot today about our study. But I'm trying to get your attention. But right now, let's look into the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. And notice what it says. Paul was writing to Timothy under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, and he says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Now that passage of Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, is a passage of Scripture that shows us the value of the Bible, the value of the Word of God. And the first thing I want to highlight with you today, and we'll continue then tomorrow, the Lord willing, is the fact that the Bible is inspired by God. I've emphasized that. I've mentioned that yesterday and already today. But once again, look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and the 16th verse. It says, "All Scripture," that is everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, "all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And I just want to stop there for today. That word inspiration is a very key word. It means God breathed. God breathed. Now, yes, I understand that God used at least 40 human authors to record his word. He used Moses and David and Isaiah and Jeremiah and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and Peter and Paul and so forth. But it was God who placed his word in the minds and the hearts of the men that he used to record the word. He breathed his word into their minds so that as they wrote, they were writing exactly what God wanted them to write. The Bible is inspired of God. In fact, many times we use this expression that the Bible is verbal, plenary, inspired. Verbal, plenary, inspired. What does that mean? It means that every word of God is fully inspired of God because it is God-breathed. Every word in the Scripture, every verse in the Scripture, every chapter in the Scripture is as inspired as every other word, verse, chapter in Scripture. It is all the Word of God. The verbal plenary inspiration means that every word is fully inspired by God. That's why we read it. That's why we study it. And that's why it's valuable. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study on the value of the Bible. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. In fact, you might even want to invite somebody else to join in with you as well. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.